Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Lydia Simpson, an account director at Site Visibility. Hello, Lydia.
Hello, Andy.
Lydia, today's talk is the importance of integrating search and social tactics. But before we talk about that, as usual, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So previously, head of social at an integrated SEO social and digital agency. I did quite a lot of white label and secondment work and managed social media campaigns for a variety of brands from strategic conception to delivery, as well as providing quite a lot of social media training for clients. So whilst I was there, myself and the head of SEO there developed an interest in the importance of doing a truly integrated campaign. So using social listening data and SEO research to provide a proper 360 degree viewpoint. So for clients, we were able to understand what people were searching for, how people were using that data, and then how people were then talking online about their brand. So although most big brands do social listening on some level, they don't then necessarily use the insights from that. So it tends to sit around in a box and it ticks a box. We've done the monthly report on social listening data, and it's normally due to time constraints. And I've tended to find that people don't place the same value on the data that comes from social listening tools they do from GA. So I'm a massive fan of the data that can come from social listening tools and how it can be turned into strategies and tactics and even content implementations. Because I think if you know how people are searching for you and your brand and then what they're actually saying about you, it gives you a starting point for putting together quite a lot of insight that you can join together and then map out as quite an interesting tactic. So that's where I'm coming from.
I don't think I've ever had quite such a long intro going into that to the main meat and potatoes of the thing. But as we're talking about the main topic already, I mean, one of the questions I had was like choosing tools. How can you choose between them all? I mean, what sort of things do you have to consider, sort of budget wise, volume, numbers of users, sort of numbers of searches, etc.? How does that all work?
You can do it just by budget. So a lot of companies like Brandwatch and Meltwater will work on a budget that you've got, or you can do it by search volume, so 50,000 searches a day, 100,000 searches a day, whatever kind of way you want to do it, depending on what you want to get out of it. So if you've got a whole team of people, then you want to use it just for community management. You know, they can set up accounts where you have multiple users and you have restricted access on the search. You're just using it for a variety of different things. So most companies will tend to make a compromise and will probably help you come to a decision based on what budget you've got available. And you buy the license over a 12-month period. So you buy it month on month, 6 months or 12 months.
So you've got this tool now. What is the best way of using it? How do you actually use it?
So first of all, every tool will offer training, and I cannot stress enough to use the training that you're given. And if you're given a dedicated account manager, use the account manager, because they are there using the tool every day and are best placed to give you the answer to how you need to find the information you want that matches up with the SEO data that you've been given. So basic reports won't give you the magic that you want to find in this data. Your time thoroughly investigating what's going on is 100% rewarded in the insights that you get out. So the more time you spend manually in the tool, although it's time not spent doing other things. It's time spent matching data from the social listening tool with SEO data and basically looking at where the gaps are and semantically how people are talking about you versus how they are searching for you. So you don't talk to somebody like how you search for something. So you don't talk to somebody and say, great restaurant, Brighton, brilliant reviews. So how you then find that information on using social listening tools is quite different. And you have to think about how you might explain that to your friends. I went to a great restaurant. I had a great dinner. The food was amazing. The service was amazing. And it forces you to consider not only semantics, but also how other people might discuss your service offering or your topic or your industry. So it's time spent is extremely, extremely valuable. And instead of just using the basic reporting and ticking off something on your to-do list, I can't stress enough the value of it. It's so important, so important.
I mean, you mentioned insight, but I mean, everyone can add insight, can't they?
Everyone can add insight, but I think personally, you don't have to be an expert in SEO or in social media in order to get a really great piece of insight from the tool. You get a feel for how people are talking, what channel they're talking on, whether it's positive or negative. That's standard information, but what you're looking for is the bit of information that is going to unlock the key to the puzzle you're struggling with in SEO terms, in terms of keywords. The keywords that we're optimizing for aren't working, why not? Well, the social listening tool probably has the answer to that, because it probably tells you that they're not actually using those terms when they're talking about it. So, you know, then really it's a great opportunity. The other thing it does is, and most importantly probably, is measure what you're doing. So if you can't measure what you're doing, and most people think you can't in terms of social media, social listening, social activity in general, can't give an ROI, that's kind of quite an outdated approach, I think. I think that's where the value is. That's how you get your insight, is by digging deep, by looking at the SEO information that you've been given, using and mining the social listening tool and coming up with topics, keywords, channels. You know, it sort of gives you a whole insight into something that you might not have had otherwise if you're just relying on SEO data, which, by the way, I think is great, but with this added benefit, can be much better.
So now that we've got the social listening tool in place, how do we sort of use this data to integrate with the SEO campaign?
So you've got the data that you can get from Google Analytics. So you've got social referral, traffic, organic traffic, landing pages, anything like that. That's great basic data. Then what you can do is then use the social listening tool to compare that data. So where you've got a lot of social referrals, you can go into the social listening tool and look at channels. So are they coming from blogs? Are they coming from forums? Are they coming from main social platforms that can be tracked? LinkedIn, Instagram, you can now track. Anything like that is really great. And then what you can move on to is topic and keywords. So where you've got keywords, search volume, all of that kind of stuff, you use that and you look at what the volume of keywords are and the highest volume of keywords in the social listening tool, compare the two, and then what you've got is real insight into what people are searching for and then how they're talking about it, so that you can create a multifaceted campaign that actually hits both of those audiences, the people that are searching or might not be converting, and the people that are talking and also aren't converting. So it kind of offers you a real bit of insight that not many other companies tend to use at the moment. And it's not something that I've seen done particularly well. I think there are lots of great social campaigns out there, but to integrate one which has SEO benefits is something that I think everybody should be moving towards, definitely.
There's a lot of information that you can get from this. I mean, what are the, sort of speaking as an expert, what are the sort of main things to look out for? What are the sort of nuggets, that sort of the quick wins?
I think if you're looking for a specific topic, so you're not tracking an account, you're not tracking your own activity, you're using the tool purely as a listening tool. So you're typing in the keywords that you've got from your SEO data and you're looking at the volume, and what you're looking at as well is the actual conversation. So the actual things that people are saying on their social platforms about your company or your products. And then the way they're talking about them tends to be quite different. And as I mentioned previously, semantics comes into play quite hard here, in that the way you talk about things with your friends is fundamentally different to the way you search on Google. And so if you're looking to succeed really in a kind of multi-channel digital campaign, to not utilise the information you've got from your social channels, even if it's just something as simple as realising that your sentiment value is quite low and people aren't really talking about you in a positive way, you can rectify that by picking up with customer services, by putting out a message that addresses any of the bad things that people are saying about it. It's information you can immediately act on, and it's not information that you should sit on for a few months. It's information that you should use and go straight into campaigning with, even if it's just on a social channel.
So I think the last question has to be why go to all the bother? It's probably quite a negative way of putting it, but why? I mean, you've already got these quite a lot of SEO insights. What's the real advantage of getting this sort of data?
I think it's fundamentally the level of insight you get, because it gives you so much for a broader range of insight to take from and work with. I think now, with the way that social media platforms and channels are constantly changing, Facebook's algorithm is changing, Google's algorithm is changing, how on earth do you keep up with that and make everybody happy? I think targeting and personalization is key. And the only way you can do that and maintain a consistent and overall better presence in the market is to do it. And most importantly, it gives you the measure and return on investment figure that you've been looking for to quantify why you've spent this money in the first place. If you don't do this, you're kind of discounting anybody that talks about your product or your service online, then you're just going to play to Google, and there are other platforms out there that, you know, are also just as beneficial to get conversions from, site visits from, depending completely on what your KPIs are. But realistically, overall, it's just the magic nugget of insight that you are going to get from taking this integrated approach is something that can give a really unique and exciting outlook on where you might have been stuck before with content campaigns and or SEO campaigns.
Lydia, thank you very much for your insights. Just tell our listeners how they can get hold of you and Site Visibility.
I'm an account director at Site Visibility, so you can come visit me, you can come and talk to me online, on Twitter, and email me any questions you have about how to do this. You know, I'm a big fan. I think everybody should be doing this and adopting this. I think it's, you know, the future. So if you want to get in contact with me, just fill in the form on the website and I'll happily answer your questions.
Thanks, Lydia. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Show notes in the normal place, sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, and we do like reviews. So if you want to give us a review, please go ahead and do that. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod, DocTorPod on Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you've got questions or you want to sort of leave us a comment, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And the magic telephone number is +44 1273 256 150. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Lydia.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.